Thank you for staying connected with Carnegie Mellon University. For more, visit www.cmu.edu.
One of the things we're seeing or reading about more is students on campus here in Carnegie Mellon, as well as nationally, being more interested in spiritual issues than, say, previous generations. Why do you think that is?
I think there's a hunger to understand themselves. I think that students today are finding that there's a piece missing that maybe was not shared by their parents, that religious or spiritual part of their life, or it was, but they want an opportunity to own or self-author their faith perspective, their spirituality. And so they're looking for opportunities to do so. I think students today are much more reflective than students a generation ago. And they're figuring out that they are change makers now, and that they need to act upon that in order to change their local communities or even their global community. But they need the resources, and they need that sense of self to do so. And so I think they're engaging in a lot of spiritual practices, whether that's meditation or prayer or going to a house of worship, or simply just thinking deeply and wanting opportunities to engage themselves. I know that Carnegie Mellon is shifting the paradigm for what religious life is, per se, on college campuses. There are some phenomenal religious life offices and campus ministry centers that do amazing work. But they focus on students that are explicit about their faith, those students that are part of a religious student organization or part of a faith-based community. We're here at Carnegie Mellon. We certainly work with those students. We've got the Interfaith President's Council, which brings those students together, and I serve as a resource to the students of the religious student organizations. But we also work with students in the middle of the spirituality spectrum who are kind of in the muck and the mess of their spiritual development, knowing that it's important, but not knowing where they want to go with it or what it really means. And so we do programs for them that helps them kind of understand diverse religious perspectives, as well as programs that helps them understand their values and their convictions and their sense of self and what work, with a capital W, they want to do. And we also work with those students at the far other end of the spirituality spectrum that have no desire and no care for spirituality, but regardless, and whether they know it or not, need opportunities to make meaning of their experiences. Students are really interested. So my role is new. Spiritual Development Month is new. Yet all of our programs have had substantial participation, which is very exciting. And it's been participation from students that I had not been connected to, and so they're finding out about these events and are just interested in coming and interested in learning and interested in just being a part of it. So I find that that is just incredible to know that students are very interested in the faith field trip events where we're going to various houses of worship, or the I Believe workshop, which is an empowering multi-dimensional workshop talking about the power of belief, where there were close to 40 students. There were 60 folks at the Thanksgiving event last night. And so, you know, they're coming out, and we're definitely at just the beginning stages of all of this, and there's lots of room to grow.